Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Another wild twist in the Diamond bankruptcy story. DC's Warlord gets an omnibus. Marvel announces two new Star Wars series. This is Comic Book Club News for June 27, 2025. Another wild twist to the Diamond bankruptcy story. The company plans to sell off their remaining inventory of books to pay off Chase Bank, but not the comic book companies they owe money to. Per a report from Graphic Policy, which has been killing it on the Diamond beat, Diamond, not the part of the company bought by Alliance and Universal, but what remains of the old company, is claiming that 128 different companies gave up the rights to their inventory thanks to a technicality. Those companies include Marvel, DC, Image Comics, and many more. If approved, and according to the beat, in similar cases this sort of thing does indeed go forward, Diamond would likely hold a consignment sale on the inventory and use any money raised to pay off Chase Bank. However, that still means Diamond owes millions of dollars to a ton of different companies, and those companies are now out of their back inventory as well. More on this as it develops. Mike Grell's classic run on Warlord is getting an omnibus. Per ICV2, DC Comics will collect the anthology issue that first introduced the character, followed by 36 issues of The Warlord, A New Introduction, and a painted wraparound cover by Grell. In case you're not familiar, Warlord is a classic comic-style adventure series first introduced in 1975. In it, a Vietnam War pilot gets lost in the center of the Earth, meeting strange princesses, finding lost civilizations, and fighting weird monsters along the way. In total, Warlord ran for 133 issues, of which Grell wrote and drew 52. He has since returned to the character several times. The Warlord by Mike Grell Omnibus will hit stores on November 2nd. Marvel Comics has announced two new Star Wars miniseries, Boba Fett, Black, White, and Red, and Han Solo, Hunt for the Falcon. The four-issue Boba Fett anthology, like other Black, White, and Red books, will appear only in the three colors mentioned in the title. The first issue will feature a story by Benjamin Percy and Chris Allen, with Fett hunting down the best thief in the galaxy in a lava system, hence the red. Meanwhile, the five-issue Han Solo series will be written by Rodney Barnes, with art by Ramon Rosanas, and shows how Han and Chewie tried to take back the Millennium Falcon between the events of Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens. Both of those series will begin to hit stores this September. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I'm really looking forward to the eventual Porgs, Black, White, and Red. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.